Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Very excited to get on the Rude Guest Hotline. Welcome in our friend and Washington legend, Ring of Fame man, Mr. Santana Moss. Santana man, what's up, dude? How are you?
What it do, fella?
Oh, sadly.
I just saw Santana, man.
Sadly, not much, man. Santana, what do you make of the quarterback situation? Josh Johnson, Jeff Driscoll, you fired up for Christmas Day against the Cowboys with one of those guys slinging the rock?
I wonder what we did to anybody for us to be able to do what we're going through this. Lord have mercy. I mean, you better than say, man, hey, this is sometimes the way the cookie crumble and go. But I'm just hoping whoever it is, man, I hope they're ready to give us a competitive game. That's all I can ask for.
Totally, man. When you look at this season, I was joking around with one of the guys. If we had talked back in August about Jeff Driscoll or Josh Johnson for the Christmas Day game against the Cowboys, like, B said he stopped being frustrated by this year around Halloween because he realized it was just a broken season.
That's because I hang around this dude right here.
When did you realize this thing just wasn't going to work?
You got to take the emotions out of it, man. You got to understand, me and B played the game, and we also played for the team. So we care, and those games matter a little more to the average, analyst that's covering the team or local fan. And so I'm watching the game one time, and we was in a booth. We was in press box, and I had to just lean back and say, you know what? I got to take my heart out of it. I can't look at it no more. And I just started watching something else. But it's one of those things when you see it as a player that regardless of what we do, no matter how hard those guys out there fighting and clawing and trying to win, it's just kind of you're outmatched because of the cards you deal with or whatever. So that's how I look at it, man. I feel like those injuries early out the gate hurt us so hard that we didn't know that we was going to, have to continue to go down this path, and that's what it's been, man. Every other week is someone new, and I'm kind of glad I did take my heart out of it, but like I said before, I'm still rooting for them to win, but it's not, I don't feel the effects because I used to go home feeling like I played. Honestly, I won't have nothing to say to people. I just be in the dumps, and I had to stop doing that to myself.
And I think the thing when people hear something like that, they may think that you don't care, but you care. Looks like I care, but, bro, when you are totally in it, the frustration and the – I mean, like you said, you feel like you played the game. I have left games walking, and I'm like, why the hell am I so tired? All I did was sit in the press box because you get emotionally drained, and I think that's what you got to do, step back sometimes. And I did it, and it has helped me out tremendously.
Tanner, I mean, we got these two games left. We all got jobs to do. We'll all be there watching them and reporting and offering analysis. But obviously, you know, the focus is on how do you fix this thing in 2026. And I'm curious for you, what do you see as kind of the biggest needs for this team?
I mean, we can sit out here and point fingers at areas and say, you know, we need this, we need that. I think the one luxury that we have going for ourselves, we don't have to make those decisions. But two, when you look at it, man, I think, you know, the glaring spot is just a pass rusher. You know, I say depth, period. And I mean, it's one thing of saying depth, but I mean guys that you know that if the first guy go down, we can count on the second guy to go out there and not miss a beat. You know, I'm watching teams like San Fran have so many key guys down, and they're still, 10-4 right now this year. You know what I mean? So you have to look at it like that, man. You know, it's one thing of having players, but you got to have the players that you know you can depend and count on to go out there and win you a game. And not to say we don't have that in our room already. I don't want to go on record saying that we don't have that here. I think going forward, this offseason has to be addressed differently by both parties, by our staff and the players. Whatever you did last year, don't do it this year. You know what I mean? The offseason has to be something that you say, because I was just sharing a story with London. You know, my first year in the league, you know, I get drafted to the Jets. I'm first-round pick. And you can see the city was behind. Oh, man, they love me. They wanted to see me be out there, you know, running punts back and being that receiver I was in college. When I wasn't able to play because I tore my knee before I even played in the preseason game, they pretty much, like, hated me. Like, people wouldn't speak to me. They wouldn't look at me. And I took that to heart because I knew that, hey, at the end of the day, it's not right for them to do that to me. But at the same time, you know, who am I to say that it's not? So I took my behind back home, and I didn't have an off season. I went straight to the weight room. I went straight to training. And that next year, I led the league in punt returns. I was the first team all pro at the punt returner. So that's what you have to do, man. That's what you have to do going forward. We go, these seasons come and go. You know, you have these ups and downs sometimes in seasons. We didn't expect this team and this regime to have this particular, you know, outcome to the season. But when you do go through it, you have to scratch everything you did before and make sure you do it differently. And I just hope that they address it that way, man, to say, hey, we're going to use this as fuel, and we got to go forward and make sure that, you know, even if it's causing us practicing harder, we got to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
we have to do whatever it takes for us to go out there with the best product on the field.
Yeah, but I totally agree with that, man. It's like we saw things – like the injuries, they piled up. And I know when you mentioned injuries, people think it's an excuse. But they had a lot of them. But I think when you look at San Francisco and you look at Detroit from last year, they had 30-something people hurt. They were in the divisional round. But they had a base already. Our thing started last year. We're in the second year. They're in there, fourth, fifth. San Francisco was sixth, seventh year. So they got more of a base to be able to fall back on. And I think, like I was telling JP earlier, from front office to coaching staff to players, everybody got to be better next year.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they have to feel that pressure. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We are talking with our friend Santana Moss here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC equipment in the DMV. You can follow Mr. Moss on Instagram at 829. Let's try something. Hell, between the three of us, we've been in all these games. What's the highlight this year? Chargers game?
Chargers game was great individually. Yeah. That catch by Treylon Burks.
Yeah, that was a hell of a catch.
Watching Bill do some things in and out, which gives you some hope.
Your boy Lane, man, those punt returns been highlights, you know.
Yeah.
I think you know, Bobby Wagner, man. Bobby Wagner just going out there doing what he's doing, man, being a consistent pro, just showing up and showing out each and every week, man. You know, I remember hearing so much about him during the season where, you know, guys basically, you know, he shouldn't be on the field. I don't see a defense without him on the field. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't see us not having that leadership, you know, that presence on the field this year and being successful. So, you know, things of that nature, man. You know, it's been some highlights. It's been some moments. Even just seeing your guy Mariota go out there and perform the way he's been performing at a high level, man, just kind of turning back the hands of time and showing that he still got some tread on those tires, man. So we have had some flashes here and there, man. But like you say, man, you know, we can't use that as an excuse, but we have to mention it. Like, when we lost Wise early in the season, and then you come around and you lose, what was the DN name? Who was on the
Armstrong?
Armstrong. We lost him. It was just like, Lord have mercy, please. And then, you know, the up and down with Jaden. I think, you know, if you really want to look at it, critique Jaden, the games he played in, he didn't look nowhere near like a guy who was going to have a second year, you know, bust or anything like that of that nature. He played well. So, to me, you know, I hear so many fans asking me when I'm out and stuff, what do you think about Jaden? I think if he wasn't going through some of the little injury woes, man, he's going to have a great season because he shows you, you know. He shows you in some of those games, man, especially that Chargers game, that he looked like himself. And that's what you can take into the offseason, just still having high hopes and knowing that he's going to attack the offseason and come back a better guy, you know, as well.
I think, like, looking at Bill and also Rodriguez, looking at both of those guys, how they ran the ball, you got to find a way to really ride that and you know, push it a little bit. Because Rodriguez, what I liked about him, JP was the first person to tell me when he said, man, I talked to Rodriguez, he said he lost a lot of weight, he feel a lot better. When you watch him, he changed his whole mindset up. He changed his body up. When you see that, you know a guy now is taking ownership in his own career. I think other guys need to look at him and follow suit.
Yep.
Well, and Tanner, you said something that I really agreed with, and I got people yelling at me on the internet about this. I posted Jaden's stats from the four games he completed. I mean, it's a sad state of affairs that he only completed four games. He had seven starts, but he only finished four of them. And I think if you just look at the complete games, he looked pretty damn good. He wasn't last year, he was incredible. Yeah. This year, he never touched that level. But in the four complete games, the level was pretty significant. We could talk about 26, about this year and how sideways everything went. But if Jaden was just healthy for the majority of the season and started most of the games, I still think it looks different.
Yeah.
You totally know what I'm saying? Thing. Like,
totally different thing, man.
The thing of it is,
we lost Chicago, and I feel like that's when the whole bottom fell out. I mean, it seemed like, you know, we couldn't get ourselves back, and I look at what they're doing right now. I'm like, it's just like the reverse of what we're doing, you know. So it's just crazy, man. But you look at the Chicago game, should have won that. You look at another game where we was close, we should have won. Like at that
Broncos
point of the season. Yeah, at that point in the season, we'd have probably been somewhere 6-7. You see what I'm saying? If you win those two games you're supposed to win, or two or three games you're supposed to win. So that's how things happen, man. Like, the momentum is real in this league. Like, when you get on the run and you have that momentum on your side, you can take off. And it's also real when you don't have it going for you, because it seems like you can't get out of that fog. You know, it's tough to get out of. You can't see the light.
Totally.
Yeah.
I mean, if you consider Miami went to OT, Denver went to OT. Yeah, I mean, Miami, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's hypothetical nonsense at this point.
Yep.
Tanner, I did want to make sure we made time to ask you about your Hurricanes, man. What a win.
Oh, man.
What a performance.
He wasn't excited. No, he missed it. He actually missed it. He was talking. And he had his phone up, so I'm watching his phone. I see when they get the interception.
Were you guys on air?
Yeah,
at that point?
He didn't see it. I saw it. And I couldn't start cheering, so I was pointing. And then when he got through, I kind of brought it up for him.
Oh,
man. I was ecstatic, man. So I did a serious radio with Danny Canal, and I forgot the other guy. He's a former Florida Gator player, but it was Florida State in Florida. I did the radio show Saturday, and they started asking me immediately about the national championship. And I'm like, bro, we haven't even got past this game yet. Let me get past this game, And then each week I would talk, you know, about that, you know, the next game. And so, you know, like I talked about, you know, on their show, I was like, man, I want to see us go out there and do what we do. I want to see them, you know, try and attempt to get 10 the ball more and often, you know, Malachi Toney. You know, we have a lot of great players, but I feel like it's something brewing there with him offensively. But with all those guys, like, you know, I noticed in the game when they was trying to get it to him, they saw it was he was doubled and triple teamed at times, and then in the second half they came out and just said, you know what, scratch all that. We're gonna line him up one place and then we're gonna throw to the backside guy who got the favorable matchup. And that's when we started moving the ball up and down the field. But what was glaring to me was just give the ball to number four in the backfield because they couldn't stop the run. And he ended up with, like, what, 17 carries for 170-some yards. And so, you know, whatever way we have to do it, man, just do it. I think this team is built the right way through the trenches. Like, we, you know, me, B, Mitch, and Fred, we always talk about the trenches when it comes to us. If you look at those guys, our offensive line, not defensive line, second to none, bro. I mean, those guys are built right. And that's something – that's credit to, you know, Mario. That's how Mario was – he was taught to recruit those hogs, those guys, those big nasties, because that what Coach Butch Davis did, who Mario coached under when I was a young pup out there in Miami. You know what I'm saying? So I'm loving what they got, man. I just hope that we can continue to ride his way.
Yeah, man. I mean, and now it is crazy that you get the Miami-Ohio State matchup, which I think I read somewhere that those two teams haven't played since that title game.
Wow.
Yep, since the title game. It's personal. Yes, Lord, it's personal. I just told London. London walked into the building. What up, Tanner? I like, what up, me? You what up, me, after the game is over with, because you know how you say, man. That's how serious it is. Don't say what's up to me, right? I'm ready to take some business. I feel like I'm playing, man. Nah, it's one of those things, man. It's football, to me, college football. It's great, and I'm biased because I'm a Hurricane. But even when I was young, man, when I was a guy growing up watching college football, when you had the Florida States, the Florida Gators, the Miami Hurricanes playing for titles, to me it just seemed like that's the college football that was the best time in college football. So it's great to see us back. You know, like I told Danny Cannell, I'm like, look, man, I love to see a day where all us back. You know what I mean? Where all the big names, the Alabamas, the Georgias, the Florida States, the Floridas, the Oklahoma, the Nebraskas, all those teams from back in the days that made college football what it is, man, I love to see that day when we all could be in the top, you know, the top 12, you know, fighting for a championship.
Yeah, it's what did you think? So now, you know, the first four games, and it's crazy that the Canes got the only good matchup. You know, like the only good game. What the Bama game?
Alabama game ended up being damn good.
The Bama and Oklahoma. Yeah, I meant on Saturday. Yeah. The Friday night game was great. Yeah. But where did you land on, as somebody that, you know, played college football at a major program, but also understands, you know, the smaller programs play their ass off too, of Tulane and JMU getting in and then getting smoked?
Yeah, I think, man, at the end of the day, the system is kind of. Does need a tweaking. I don't know where. I can't put my hand on it, but it does need a tweaking because even when it came down to the point of us almost not even getting in, to me, I think that was just one of those situations where they couldn't get it wrong twice. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you know, if you want to look back into what I mean and what I'm talking about, in 2000, I was on the Hurricane team that was ranked number 2 overall. We beat Florida State head up, and they allowed Florida State to go in front of us and play for the national championship. So to me, when I look at that, that was them saying, you know, sorry for then, and here y'all are now. We're going to allow y'all to be in there now because of what we did to y'all in 2000. So that's how I look at it. And if you have to get to doing favors because of how things are, then you need to tweak it some kind of way. And I cannot, you know, diss Tulane and JMU for being one of those teams. But I heard Nick Saban say it. He's like, man, if you're not really in the league, in the big league, then they need their own league championship. And to be real with you, I'm for that. I'm for those guys who are in smaller divisions, who are in smaller, I guess you can say when they say not Power Fives, having their own thing because it's so many other teams deserving of it, you know, of their opportunity. And I just feel like that's what makes me say you need a little tweaking because you shouldn't have to be dealing with other teams that's in the top 12 that's not having a chance to really go out there and fight for that championship.
Yeah, man. I don't know what the right answer is either, because, like, I don't want those teams to be excluded, right? And then
no
if
doubt.
You start
no
something
doubt.
Else for them, that's where they go. But, yeah. but like, the odds of – this is now purely financial, right? The odds
yeah.
of a team with a $6 million roster competing with a $25 million roster are pretty damn slim. And I think
yeah.
that's what you see.
Yeah.
So,
and I just also feel, too, if you can't tweak it and allow the other teams who are deserving of being in there, then open it up and allow more teams. That's the only thing you can do to me, I think, to make it fair. So
yeah.
if you say, oh, man, the best 12 didn't get a chance to fight for the championship, then okay, then make it 16 to 18 or even more. Like, you got to do something, because I just don't feel like it's fair to have teams that's deserving of it to be sitting home watching – you know, two teams that they probably could have beat in their sleep sitting up there, you know, having that opportunity.
I'm with you, man. It's well said, Tana. We'll be watching the Canes for sure. Thank you for the time, buddy.
All right, Tan.
Always, man. Appreciate you, boys.
I sent you that witch card, too.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about.
I'm sure he does. All right, you're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. I want to run through kind of the rest of the league, because it was a busy day yesterday in the NFL and some college football. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Leville, throw a little Benny Topps mic on. I know my man's probably been itching to speak for hours. Before we get to little Benny Topps, Brian, Washington's had a terrible year, period.
Mm-hmm.
But what the hell are the Giants doing?
Don't have a clue.
They want to build all the excitement around Jackson Dart, right?
Yeah.
Are you aware of his stat line yesterday?
No.
7 of 13 for 33 yards with a pick.
Did he get knocked out that game?
No. He played the
you
game.
Know he seems to get knocked out every game he plays.
No, he didn't. Nobody else threw a pass. I don't think he got knocked out. And the time of possession was pretty damn even. It's not like the Vikings just ran the ball and had the ball for 40 minutes. It was 31-29. White Bryant, what the hell? How's that stat line even possible?
He likes that. They're playing for the
Yeah, this is your guy.
Yeah, I don't understand. He had 6 passes at halftime. The only reason he got to double digits is because they were losing and they had to throw at the end.
I would. What's remarkable is they were in the game.
If I'm not trying to win, I'm not putting him out there. Because he's going to do something to put himself in harm's way.
33 passing yards is – J.J. McCarthy was 9 of 14 for 108 with an interception. This sounds like one of the worst games ever played. Did you watch this thing, White Brian?
Rose and I went to a Christmas market, so I only watched the first quarter, and I'm very glad I did.
Thank you for taking care of him, Rose.
I mean, this legit sounds –
You wanted to sit there and watch that, didn't you? And she saved you.
Yeah, maybe.
Neither team produced even 300 yards of total offense. The Giants had 140. The Vikings had 240.
Don't tell me about the Vikings right now because I don't want to think about that game. We made them look like they were bombed.
Damn, I didn't even think about it in that context.
That's the way I'm thinking about it.
I mean, that's just a god-awful game. A couple of most impressives over the weekend. Chicago Saturday night against the Packers. That throw Caleb made late in that game.
Oh, yeah.
That people weirdly hate Caleb Williams. I don't really understand why. I have completely checked out of the Caleb, Jaden, Drake May debates. Like, y'all can have that. That's over to me. The throw Caleb made was phenomenal.
It was a good throw.
The Packers to give up the onside kick.
That's where the game was. It was won.
I mean, what a mess.
I mean, how many of them have... How many onside kicks have been recovered by the
I think it's like 4%.
Yeah, and they allowed that to happen at that moment.
And the dude had it. I think it was Dobbs had it.
Yeah, but you better have it, turn your back, and hold on for dear life because it's some strange stuff happened under that pile right there, bro.
Yeah. Most impressive win Saturday, certainly the Bears. The Bears now, I believe, are the 2 seed. Yeah, Seattle is now the 1 seed. Think about – that Seattle-LA game Thursday night, and then the Bears-Packers game Saturday night. Phenomenal games by really good opponents.
That backwards nine, backwards pass?
That was a wacky. Yesterday, I'll give you options for most impressive. Hard for me to look past Jacksonville going to Denver and put
that,
it
that
on
was probably
them.
The best, most impressive game out there.
Trevor Lawrence... 23 of 36, 280 with 3 touchdowns. Also ran for another one on the ground. Bo Nix went for 350 but had a pick. A lot of that was like trying to make stuff up late. Broncos, man, you have the expectations for this defense. Turnovers just flip games. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But Jacksonville to go on the road, they're now 11-4. They still have Houston right behind them. Denver somehow is still the 1 seed, even after the loss. The Pats would be the 2 seed, Jags 3 seed. Steelers, man, that's an impressive win. Go to Detroit, that place gets loud,
mm-hmm.
place gets obnoxious, and they had to scratch and claw to get that win. A-Rod went 27-40 for 260 with a touchdown. Jaylen Warren went off. Jaylen Warren saved my fantasy season.
The Steelers defense, they held that crew in check, though.
I mean, they couldn't run the ball. Detroit's been running the ball so well all year. They were able to throw on them.
When Gibbs can't run, like you look at they can throw the ball all year, but their explosiveness and their big games come from when Gibbs and Montgomery eats people alive.
That's a gutty-ass win by the Steelers, man. Mm. Steelers are now the 4 seed. 2 games clear of the Ravens. I mean, dude, the Pats last night, they were losing. Baltimore kind of had that thing, and New England was able to hold on. Like, mm-hmm. you got, there are some real teams, like the AFC, dude, of the teams that would be in as of today, right? And I think a lot of teams have now clinched a playoff spot, even if you don't know seeding and how everything's going to shake out. But you look at the three wildcard teams. Who would you want to face the most? Chargers, Bills, Texans.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bills were not impressive on Sunday. They won. That's what matters. Yeah. But they didn't look great. Credit, you know, you should credit Cleveland's defense for playing well. Yeah. And Shador played pretty well. He played okay. He had some picks. But
Chargers, Bills, or Texans. I would probably have to go with the either the Chargers or the Texans.
Chargers are really beat up, but they just keep winning.
They're beat up, but like what the Chargers do is this. The Chargers take full advantage of what you're not good at. Dallas couldn't stop the run. They ran the damn ball on them. Dallas,
Herbert using his legs.
Dallas is
too.
Not good against a mobile quarterback. Herbert used his legs a lot.
Herbert yesterday.
And Keenan Allen is going to get first downs every time he touched the ball.
Herbert yesterday was excellent.
Oh, yeah, he was.
23 of 29 for 300 with 2 touchdowns. 8 for 42 on the ground with another touchdown.
Yeah.
Amarian Hampton finally starting to show real signs of why they took him in the first round.
Well, Hampton, you might talk about Hampton, but it was Vidal. That dude, he cooks.
Tough runner.
He's not the biggest dude. He's, what, 5'6", about 215? But he brings it.
They're playing good defense.
Makes Hampton run better because Hampton would be just chilling if that dude wasn't on that team. But with the way he runs, you better get off your butt and go out there and do something, bro.
How about Bryce Young yesterday, dude? Panthers are in the driver's seat to win the NFC South. They're now 8-7. They, you know, everybody talks about Baker's moxie and you know, the toughness. Mayfield threw that pick late. That sealed the game for the Panthers. I mean, another kind of slugfest of a game. Neither quarterback threw for 200 yards. Bryce Young finished 21-32 for a 190 with two touchdowns. Baker was 18 of 26 for 145 with a touchdown and that really costly pick. They tried to commit to the run, both teams, but it never really got going. Just a total slug fight. But Todd Bowles' seat's got to be getting pretty damn hot.
Could be.
I think they've lost like five in a row. Yep. And they're losing in a manner. Can you name all three of them?
Simon, Theodore, and Alvin.
Bang. Can you remember the girls' names?
Nope.
Me either. What was the...
But I'm asking you a question.
What was the dad's name?
I don't know.
I don't either.
Why are they auto-tuned, though? Why are the Chipmunks auto-tuned?
T-Pain. I don't know. time for the B. Mitchell Finley AAA poll of the day.
T-Pain.
Would losing to the Cowboys ruin Christmas? No. At least for me, I say no. The season already sucks. Like, yeah. If it was like a win-and-in game against Dallas and you lose on Christmas, then, yeah, maybe that impacts
it. It'd make things taste a little different, but it's not going to ruin it.
AAA poll of the day brought to you by AAA. Level up with the new AAA Commanders MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA, plus exclusive experiences, discounts, and tickets. If you're already a AAA member, upgrade for free or join today at AAA.com/commanders. Little Benny Top is with us because, I don't know, Jeff had the sniffles 2 weeks ago or something. Little Benny Top, how are you handling the end of this long, long Washington season?
It's the worst thing ever. I'm sad. Everything is terrible. I just want it to be over.
Okay. How'd the Wiz look last night against Wemby? Wemby didn't play much.
Hey, not bad for having like eight guys out, only losing by 11. They were competitive in all three. They won three of the four quarters. They just lost by 22 in one of them, so that's why they lost.
Hold on. They won all four quarters?
No, three of the four.
That doesn't seem possible.
Three of the four.
How are we feeling about the Wiz going into Christmas? What's the Wizards' Christmas wish list?
So they've actually won four of their last 10, which seems like a miracle compared to how they lost 14 games in a row at one point.
Hold on. Listen, we're all aware of what the Wizards are doing. We're supportive of what the Wizards are doing.
Gosh.
But generally, if somebody's going to give you a stat, like, yo, they've won four of their last...
You mean like five or six?
Yeah, and four of their last 10. I don't think we can throw a parade on that one, Benny.
I'm not throwing a parade. I'm just telling you something. Look, some guys, we're seeing some positive development out of guys, though. Bob Carrington struggled a lot early in the season, but he's put together six straight really nice performances offensively. Alex Saar looks like a very formidable, buildable piece. He's leading them in scoring and rebounding. And Keyshawn George, man.
Did I see something online? People are trying to get Saar to the All-Star game? Does he have a chance?
I mean, you got to promote somebody. The team can't just not promote anybody to the All-Star game, so why not Alex Saar? He's actually played almost...
Do they still do...
He's a shot blocking machine.
Do they still do the Rising Stars game or whatever that Saturday night game was?
I don't think so.
Okay.
They do. It's four teams now.
It's four now.
Thank you, White Brian. Our stud NBA podcast guy didn't even know that.
It's irrelevant to me.
Little Benny Top. Well, what are the four teams?
I'm with Little Benny Top on this one.
He probably will. They change it every year, but it's like the inside the NBA hosts all draft a team, and then they do the world team.
Okay. What team would Saar be on? The world team?
The world, probably.
Yeah, the world team. Rep France. It was French Heritage Night last night at Capital One Arena, and the Wizards' two French players were inactive. How great is that? It was for
Wemby. What's the scene at French Heritage Night? Just people... Smoking cigarettes, wearing berets? Like, what's the vibe in there?
Retreating in battle.
Just cursing out all the server, all the attendants. Let's make some bets, Lamphill, before we keep insulting the French.
Ahala.
New week, new us.
All right.
Tomorrow, I'm going to give a full breakdown of my fantasy situation. I know you are on pins and needles waiting for that, Brian.
Not really.
I'm going to
check out at that moment.
That'll be like most other moments. We got football tonight. I'm sure there's other sports. NBA, maybe? Caps or Wiz play tonight? That's a no from Huey. We got Niners-Colts, 8:15 kick from Indy. Niners laying 5.5. Phillip Rivers starting quarterback. We got any good college hoops tonight, White Brian? Terps playing?
There's not much. Mondays are kind of rough for college basketball.
When does Big Monday start?
January, I think.
Okay. Dude, we got local hoops tonight. I know David Aldridge will be locked in.
American plan?
AU going down to Charlottesville to take on the Wahoos.
Uh-oh.
That's a big opportunity. Also, I think Georgetown plays tonight. Can we have a brief conversation about Coach Cooley?
Mm-hmm.
Stop throwing water bottles, dude.
Well, he was frustrated, man. We all do things in frustration.
Well, the Hoyas are 32.5-point favorites over Coppin State tonight. That's a big number.
That's a huge number. Give me Coppin State.
Oh, B.
It's 33.5, you said.
All right, I will join you. Give me AU plus 26.5 against UVA.
Yeah, I'm going to take Coppin State and AU. I got plus 59.5.
I'm taking...
How can you not go with plus 59 in the hook? Come on, dog.
I'm taking AU, and I'm going to parlay with the Niners tonight. What are the boys in the aquarium got?
George Kittle touchdown.
Ryan Robinson touchdown.
49ers.
B-Rob. Thank you to everybody that listened to the program today. It was a fun one. Thank you to everybody that watched on Monumental or hung out with us on the stream on YouTube. Thank you to Joe Theismann for joining us. Thank you to Santana Moss for joining us. Grant and Danny coming your way next. I'm sure the boys are all fired up after a football weekend. Appreciate you all. Made it this far, Ellie Bear.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.